Free your mind with Moose Girl and Grimnir every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern right here on RealLibertyMedia.com. Oh, yeah. Doesn't that song make you want to go surfing?
Yep.
Welcome, folks. This is the Free Your Mind show on this Thursday evening, May 13, 2021, live on RealLibertyMedia.com and RLMRadio.xyz. And the title of tonight's program here, the show, showgram, is Who Are You? Who Are You? It's episode 11 of the show. And, who are you? It's such a question. It's such a deep question. And I don't know that I personally have a personal answer for myself on that question. I mean, who am I? I'm just who I am. I don't know. But we'll get to that. The title of the show comes from the song by the band called The Who. Not the OWL, not the World Health Organization, the band, The Who,
right.
Their song, Who Are You? And there's a little story here that I found about this show, I mean about this song, Derp, song, mm-hmm. show, on this place, genius.com, they have lyrics and stuff like that. Anyway, so here it is. Who Are You was written about meeting Steve Jones and Paul Cook of the Sex Pistols after an awful 13-hour encounter with Alan Klein, who, in my personal opinion, is the awesome rock leech godfather. In one sense, the song is more about demands of a new friendship than bloodletting challenge. Roger's aggressive reading of my nihilistic lyric redirected its function by the simple act of singing, "Who the fuck are you?" when I had written, who are you? Steve and Paul became real mates of mine in an English sense. We socialized a few times, got drunk, well, I did. And I have to say, to their credit, for a couple of figurehead anarchists, they seemed sincerely concerned about my decaying condition at the time. That was written by Pete Townsend, who also is the one of the authors of the song.
Right.
So I think there's a deep question here that people need to ask themselves as they go through their day, through their daily stuff, you know, because you're doing things throughout the day that you probably feel are part of who you are, right? There's like the folks here at Real Liberty Media, which, by the way, hey folks, how you doing over here in the chat? If you're not over here, you're listening out there, you're not here in the chat, come on over. You can get in the chat on our rlmradio.xyz or reallibertymedia.com, or directly if you have your own IRC client. We're on Freenode in the pound Real Liberty Media channel. So we got people over here chatting up stuff, you know, talking about who knows, you know, Vin E and Java Doctor and Kate and Rob and Cowboy Keck, I saw him around. Beetle, maybe. I don't know. He's you know. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of people in here chatting. So come on over and say hi. like a lot of the people here in Real Liberty Media may consider themselves to be anarchist of some type or another. Or maybe not. They don't consider themselves anything. They don't think they're anarchist.
Right.
And maybe they're not, you know. Maybe they just hate the government or don't like the government or prefer not to be told what to do by some authorita, which I think describes pretty much most of the people here. Nobody wants to be told what to do by some idiots in some far-off town that don't know what the hell's going on in the first place. And by the way, and when I state that I am an anarchist, thank you, Sex Pistols, for that. I don't just mean because anarchists cover a wide range of people at this point in time, and yeah. a lot of the people that consider themselves anarchists are anything but. But I in the true Rothbardian way of thinking, in an anarcho-capitalist or an ANCAP, if you will, which means that I don't think anybody has the right to get into my business, and I don't have the right to get into anybody else's business. And I'm also a capitalist, which means I believe in true free markets, not what they try and call the United States a capitalist country, but it's absolutely not in a capitalist country. It's totally controlled. So there's no real capitalism going on in the U.S. within the rules of the U.S. Let me clarify that, because there's plenty of capitalism going on, but it's what would be considered the underground or black markets or whatever, which means if you want to be a real capitalist, then you're going to be a criminal, right? At least according to them. That's the way they've framed it. Because if you're doing things that are outside of their rules,
right,
then you are a criminal. You're an outlaw. You're a rule breaker. So if I go and I build something, set of shelves in my garage, and I go over to somebody down the road that wants to buy these, and I sell them to him, and he pays me in some form or another. It could be U.S. dollars, but it could be cryptocurrency, could be food, it could be whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. But on that, I don't report that to the authorita, then I am being a true capitalist, and they don't like that. So when people call the United States a capitalist country, they're totally confused on what capitalism actually is. Free market capitalism, laissez-faire, So anyway, I wouldn't say the bulk of who I am, but it's primary to who I am. So who are you? Who are you, Moose Girl?
I am me.
Yes, you are.
I am who I am, just like everybody.
Just
is
like
who
Popeye.
They are.
Just like Popeye.
Yep.
I am who I am.
Yep. And it took me a while to, I guess, learn that,
mm-hmm.
Because when you can get stuck or something, but learning who you are is a good thing to do. It means you're confident.
Well, it means you're at least self-reflective,
right?
And we covered this, I think, a little bit last week. Might have been the week
mm-hmm.
before. I don't know. We were talking about the phrase "know thyself,"
right?
Which is a very important thing. In order to know thyself, you must do some reflection, some self-reflection,
right? Right.
And understand what you are, what you are about. For example, me and also you, we both love music. Music is a huge part of our lives.
Yes.
Whatever that entails for each individual person. But for me, I just, when I start listening to some music that I like, it's just, it takes me to another place, It's just wonderful. So I know about you, and you really enjoy the music, the various types of music.
Yeah.
And you, however, also enjoy co-mingling with other folk.
Yes.
When you're enjoying your music, and I don't need that. I've been to a lot of concerts in my life,
mm-hmm.
and I've co-mingled with a lot of people during those.
Yeah.
But for me, just to purely enjoy the music, all I need is me and the music.
Right.
Well, whatever that may be.
I do like seeing the artist live, though.
Yeah, sure.
There's a big difference, I mean, obviously, between listening to an artist or music in your house or being there in front of them while they're playing their music.
Oh, sure, sure.
I mean, to me, that's where it's at. You know?
Okay,
so,
no, and that's great.
Mm-hmm. And another thing I think about knowing yourself is knowing your boundaries, learning what your personal boundaries are and not letting people cross those boundaries or, you know what I mean?
Like right.
Learning how to, you know, believe what you believe in and don't let anybody, like, tell you different, you know what I mean? Because when you know something's true, that's your truth, you know, for you.
Right.
And when people try to, I don't know, get you to believe something else, like the government does all the time.
Right.
You know, you have to use your own critical thinking, and you have to know what your boundaries are, and don't let people infringe on those.
Sure.
And it takes time to get to that point. I think.
Yeah, and you know, there's areas within your boundaries where somebody may make a suggestion that this could be a good thing for you to do, or this could be fun, and you look at it and you think about it, and it's like, well, maybe it wouldn't be so bad, and you do it, and then you think, yeah, I'm not going to do that again. You know, whatever it may be. And it could be, you know, here, listen to this band, or eat this food, or put this thing across your face, or have this stuff pumped into your veins, or,
right.
Or somebody says, you're an anarchist, right? So why are you out there doing things that, the state wants you to do? And then you come across your other kind of limits, which are outside of who you are, but inside of what is going to make you comfortable.
Right.
Such as getting tags for your car or a driver's license.
Right.
Right, because you don't want to do that, and you know it's not part of who you are.
But, no, it isn't. I would rather not do that.
But you do it so that you don't get harassed and hassled and have other bad things happen to you.
Right.
So you got your limits within your limits, which would normally be outside your limits of comfortableness. I don't know what the word is.
Right. You just know it's not. I mean, it's just it's not needed. You know, there's so much stuff that we have to do. You know. I mean, I see people driving around all the time with no license plates on their car. And if that was me, I would be getting pulled over. And
oh,
they,
yeah,
those
sure.
People do get pulled over.
Oh, no doubt about
and
it, right.
You don't want to... Why do you want to purposely set yourself up to deal with them? So you can go through the whole thing, well, pull out your constitution or pull out your right to travel bull crap.
Yeah, right.
The cop's going to still give you a motherfucking ticket.
He's going to look at your little thing, whatever it is, your document, and he's going to say, well, that's just great, but here's your ticket. Yeah.
Right.
Here's your ticket, and thanks for
the
lot.
They might even agree with you, but they have to do their job. They're doing their job.
Yeah, and you know, their job sucks, but
I don't agree with it because people should have the right to travel if it's not for commerce or whatever. You know?
Well, I think even if it is.
I get the whole theory. I get the whole fuck the man shit. You know what I mean? I get that.
Yeah.
But it's called you got to do some things. Or you have to just completely go off grid.
Yeah, go out and live with Bigfoot, you know,
in
or whatever.
Cave.
Yeah.
Yeah, no internet, no nothing. You know, you know what I mean? That's the only way to truly do it.
And I want to mention something.
But there's exceptions. I mean, there's people I know, or certain people I know, that are doing it, but they also have a backup. They have another person in their life that's driving for them, that's doing all those things. Even though they might not be doing them themselves, they have another person doing it for them.
Yeah, well, sometimes, not everybody, but
yeah, right. Yeah,
you know, there are we've you know read stories, heard stories over the years of people that went totally, you know, in their face about being outside of their system.
Right.
And it doesn't end well. It doesn't turn out good for those people.
No, it doesn't.
You know Schaefer Cox, right? You know, you're familiar.
That one doesn't ring a bell, okay, but you got to go through the trials and the standoffs and whatever, you know, and then you end up dead.
Yeah.
Usually.
Schaefer Cox.
Or in prison. What?
Schaefer Cox was, he was the free man on the land. Yeah, but he was pretty in their face about stuff. And not only just theirs, but he would have, like, gatherings of people to show them how he's done it, how he's gotten to his level of freedom. Now, of course, he wound up in prison a few times because his principles, which I understand completely, and I agree with him on his on his principles, but his methods are detrimental to his life. So
do what I have to do. It's called self-preservation.
Yeah, there's got to be a little balance there in this society and in this world. But it doesn't have to be. But you know, why pick your battles, right? There's no need to fight over something like that. Where especially Schaefer Cox, yeah. You remember him, Vinny? I think you do. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I didn't wear a mask. I didn't get the shot.
Right.
I mean, I do what I can do for me.
Yeah.
You know, and if other people want to do that shit, I can't control that either.
Right.
And I'm not going to be the person that's being like, well, I'm not going to be a judgy one and say, well, you're stupid. You're the, you know, which I do think that it's stupid, but each to their own, right?
Right.
And who am I to fucking... I'm not better than anybody, you know? So, I have no business telling other people what to do.
No. I think nobody is better than anybody.
Right.
Well, I mean, there may be some exceptions if, like...
Right, depending on what you're talking about,
you know,
what
if,
I mean.
If
I'm
you're
not a rocket scientist, you know?
But if you're a mass murderer, I'm a better person than you.
Right. Of course, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, through no fault of your own, possibly. You know, some people are just born not quite right.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you can't... When I first started doing radio, I was all worried about other people. Like, why do other people do this? Why, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, you know what? I can't control that.
No.
I can't control it, so I'm not going to try. I'm just going to control what I can control, and that is myself.
Right.
So that's where I'm at.
And you know, I think most people, is that they are where they're at. They do things that they feel are within the realm of who they are. Some don't, though. Some follow along just to follow along, or to not cause waves or to fit in. I have a problem with those people.
I do too.
I'm not saying I'm better than they are, because I'm not.
No.
They just have a different mindset than I do.
Right.
And of course, if you do follow along, and be part of whatever the crowd is doing, the masses, life does become a little easier for you.
I guess.
Well, it does. I think it does. Depending on what your goals are. I mean, especially if your goals are money. because, you know, in order, to, you know, for example, at my last places I was working, I was making a lot of money. I was making, you know, $60,000, $70,000,
$75,000
a year.
Right.
And I walked away from it.
Yeah.
Because I just wound up, I couldn't do it.
It wasn't good for your mental health.
No, it was horrible for my mental health.
Yeah.
so,
and that's more important than any job. Your health, your mental health is more important than any job.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And but people, they're willing to, like, work at a company for 25, 30 years or whatever, you know? I mean, which isn't a bad thing, but, you know, it's just the whole routine of it all.
Sure, sure.
All the time, too, you know?
Yeah.
And more people are now, they're looking at alternative ways to live because it's expensive to live.
It is,
in the United States.
Yeah.
It's expensive as fuck.
Absolutely.
And most people can't own a home. Most people, you know, it's just, it's ass backwards. And people are like, you know, screw this then. I'm just going to go on the road, live in my car, and work wherever, you know.
Right.
And do it that way. Because.
And, then, and that, that's yeah. a very, that's a very rough life.
It is.
I mean.
It's not an easy life. The jobs that you get, they're not hard, they're not easy jobs.
No, you know, manual labor mostly.
Yeah, manual labor, and you know, if you're older, well, you know, the odds of you getting those jobs is slim.
Right. Yeah. You know. So, you gotta make your choices. No question about that.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's all about choices, and it's all about. What, you know, is important to you?
You know, there was this guy, he popped in here the other day, I forget his name, and he asked if there was any time travelers in here. so I joked, yeah, I'll meet you here last Tuesday and we'll talk about it. and then he messaged me, and he, a private message there, and he was like,
yeah.
So you're a time traveler. I need to go back and relive part of my life. I told him, well, you know, you can go back and you can observe part of your life, but you can't change anything. You can't, make any changes. And if you did, and I didn't get too far deep into it with him, but I said, if you did, let's say you went back 10 years in your life and, because you thought there was like a certain mistake you made on a certain day.
Right.
And not to mention the little paradox problem, where if you went back 10 years, you would be there already. You know, 10 year older or younger version of you would be there. So if you went back 10 years and you change whatever it is through whatever means, because you couldn't actually physically make that travel, it would only be a mental thing that you could do, okay?
Yeah.
So you went back and you convinced your 10-year younger self not to do a certain thing or to do a certain thing, and they did. That would not affect your current present life. That would branch off into a whole separate timeline. So whatever change you were wishing to go back and fix in your life, so that, I mean, that guy, he was unaware, unsure of who he was. That's my take on the matter.
Right.
His name was like Grimler or some kind of weird thing like that. I know it had Grim. I know it had Grim in it. but I told him he was thinking wrong.
We get some weird fucking motherfuckers.
Yeah, whatever. He seemed all right. But he was looking for something. And it may have been, you know, it's possible he had been listening to some of our shows. Because we have talked about various esoteric kind of issues such as that.
Right.
So anyway, so when you come across people like that, and it's not, you know, necessarily somebody that wants to go back in time and change their life. They're just looking for a direction where they are now. Because they are unsure of themselves. They don't know who they are. Yeah, who they are, what they should be doing, how to proceed in their lives. They see what's going on in their life and they're not happy about it.
Yep.
And okay, that's all good and fine.
The only person that can change that though is themselves.
It is, and if they take what's going wrong with them and say, this is all this person over here's fault. It's not.
Yeah.
It's
no,
not.
It isn't.
It's your.
It isn't.
It's your own fault, for whatever happens. You know.
Yeah.
You know. Maybe. You know. If you were a Palestinian at this point in time, maybe it's not your fault because
right.
people are raining hell down upon your head.
Right.
So
right.
which that's. But you know, for the most part here, at least in the U.S. and probably throughout most of Europe, the stuff that's going on, if in your life, has only to do with you. And where you
right.
wanted to go with that. At least that's my take on the matter. I could be wrong, and I'm sure people out there listening to this, not maybe right here, but maybe later on the podcast, they'll say, mm-hmm. What's this guy talking about? That ain't my fault. Sure. but it
I've
is.
I've been through my growth and healing and live just everyday life, I've learned how to spot toxicity in people. And once when you see that, you need to like eliminate them from your life.
Absolutely.
Because they're only going to bring you down. And they're not good for you. You know, and they don't bring any value to your life.
Right.
So once you recognize that in somebody, I'm done. Like, I am done with them. You know, and because people don't change.
Yeah, and
really,
you know, that's oftentimes not easy to do.
No.
Especially if, you know, like it took you a while to recognize it, and you become good friends with whoever it is, and then you realize, you know, this person, they're always on the negative end of things.
Right.
You know, I tell them a thing I'm going to do, and they're, oh, you'll never be able to do that. Really?
People can change, Vin, but they have to want to, and they have to actually do it. Like, you can't wait for somebody to do it. You know what I mean? Right. You have to, you know, hopefully they do change, but I'm not going to be around, you know, to watch it.
Yeah.
Because it's not up to me. And you're better off cutting talks to people out of your life than not.
Oh, no doubt. No question about it. They're energy vampires, those
yes.
people. They will
right.
suck the life right out of you.
They want to live vicariously through you and just use you up. And it's just, it's exhausting dealing with these people.
It is. It is. And we've all known them and have had to deal with them throughout various portions of our lives.
Right.
Whether it was, you know, maybe it was your parents that were that way or your siblings.
Right.
That were that way saying, you know, you could never do whatever or maybe calling you stupid or whatever, you know, whatever they do.
Right.
Just trying to convince you that you can't do that, so you shouldn't even try.
Right.
When you think, no, I can maybe do that. I can try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give that a go. And if I fail, I fail on my own merits. Or if I succeed, I succeed on my own merits.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go.
Oh, I was going to say, the one thing that I learned, and I learned this a long time ago. You know, there's one little exercise you can do. It's not really a little exercise. I shouldn't say it's little because it's pretty cool. Look in the mirror. Truly look at yourself in the mirror. And I'm like, well, how long are you supposed to do that? You know what the answer was? As long as it takes.
Okay. And
because when you look, the eyes are the window of the soul, right?
Yeah.
And it does work. Trust me. I've done it. It works.
Okay, and what is the end of that? When you look in the mirror,
you learn a lot. You can learn a lot about yourself
Just by doing this. Just looking at yourself.
Yep. I mean, truly, not just glancing, you know, like we do every day, you know. But, you know, like when you're brushing your teeth or you get out of the shower, you see yourself in the mirror. You know what I mean? I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
But, no, actually, truly, it's kind of like meditating in a way, I guess.
Okay.
But it, you can learn a lot about yourself. It's weird. It's cool, though. What?
Yeah. Have you ever seen yourself in the mirror and you say, who the hell is that?
Yeah.
That ain't me. That's some old guy.
Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror when you're tripping?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Your eyes are all fucked up. You're like, oh, my God. I'm high.
Yeah, yeah. But,
no, but I was just going to, it truly is a thing. It does work. If there's something that you...
Okay, I'll have to try that.
You have to believe in it. You know what I mean? You can't just do it for 5 minutes and, oh, well, that didn't work. No, you have to, feel it. You will feel it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, okay, now, is there like a... some words or thoughts that you use, a mantra of some type?
You just look in the mirror, your mind does it all. You don't talk or nothing. You don't talk, you just look at yourself in the mirror.
Okay, I'll have to give it a shot. I've never done that. I mean, not for, you know, any purpose, like you said, other than like brushing the teeth or brushing
right.
the hair. Or.
And you will know when it quote-unquote works. You'll feel it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, Kate.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. And I do got to say that I look better now than I did 10, 20 years ago. Well, at least 10 years
ago.
Okay. For whatever reason, I don't know. At least that's my perspective when I look, see myself in the mirror. I don't look as bad as I did then.
Why did you think you looked bad?
I just whatever, lines. You know, lines
wrinkles
on the mirror.
And stuff?
No, I don't really have wrinkles.
Oh,
so
okay.
Much. I just you know, first thing in the morning face is the worst.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
That's the worst because you know you've been sleeping and your face
right.
is kind of bent out of shape by the
yeah.
pillow or whatever, and you get up and you go, maybe your eye socket's a little stretched out or something.
Yeah, you got like eye boogers and.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know, but I know that. Now after whatever, I think it's since moving here that
yeah probably
that I don't look as bad as I did doing the daily grind, getting up, driving to work, doing that crap
right.
every day
because it's stressful.
Yeah,
you know this rushing off
and
goal.
And I mean that was an unhappy life. That was.
Yeah.
That, and so I think just the freedom, the happiness of not being in that, even though, I mean, you know, financially, I'm, you know, much not even close to being as well off as I was. There you go. That's a lesson for you. People, money is not happiness. Maybe money can buy you great things that make you happy, but the money is not going to make you happy. It just doesn't. Depending on what it is you're doing, I guess. If you know you're doing your
right.
own thing or you're doing something you really love, you know, then maybe it will. Maybe that's all good and fine. And actually, you know, the jobs that I had, I always loved my work. I just it was the process, you know, the getting up, the doing it, the having idiots, you know, over in control of you and telling you what to do in and out day out.
I was going to say something. I forgot now.
See, you think and then you thought.
Right. That happens.
Yeah, no, it does. Yeah, all those things, you know, the morning stuff is probably. But anyway, I think I don't have that really have that problem anymore.
Right.
So, who knows? I mean, I know I'm old, you know, well, older than I ever thought I would be when I was 20.
Right.
I never imagined myself reaching 60 years old. But here I am.
I don't feel I'm as old as I am. And I think that's a good thing. I'm knocking on wood here. But I don't think I act my age, whatever that's
that's, you know, one of those things, you know, they always tell people to grow up, be an adult, act your age.
Right.
Well, don't listen to those people.
No.
Just.
They're sticks in the mud.
Whatever.
Like sticks in the mud. They don't do anything. No, you know, and at your age, what the hell does that fucking mean?
Yeah, I don't really know on that.
My
either.
Mom used to say that to me sometimes when I was a kid doing something she didn't want me to do. You know, it's like, okay, well, what does that mean? How am I supposed to act?
You know, parts of me, parts of who am I, are eternally a teenager.
Well, Matt said, "Oh, I act like a teenager." He says it to me all the time.
You know, some parts are my 20s or my 30s, my 40s, but there's a large part of me that's eternally in my youth. A lot of the music that I listen to, you know, I still listen to heavy metal and punk. Which, you know, 60-year-old, you're not supposed to listen to that.
At your age.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'll act how I want to act, thank you. Doesn't matter what age I am.
So, if somebody comes up and asks you, who are you?
Yeah.
I don't really have an answer for them. You know, I don't know that there is a direct answer for that. You can tell them about things that you do, aspects of your life, but is that you? Is that
where you're from?
Yeah, that's not you. I mean,
yeah.
That's just description of actions or similar things like that you've done
or
in your life.
Experiences that you've done, things that you've done.
Yeah.
Places you've been to.
I do have some experiences that I feel are part of who I am because I did them because, that was just how I am, how I think, how I feel.
Right.
When I used to go riding out there in the desert, for that period of time, that was who I was. I mean, that was my... I was all about that. It was awesome and wonderful, and it's like you. It's like you with the festivals, you know.
Yeah.
It's a similar kind of thing. You're a festival girl, and we all know that here. And I'm always happy for you when you go off to one of these festivals.
I am too.
even when you were abandoning me on Friday nights for freaking.
Right. I
was still happy for you going to these things.
Well, I do I have a life.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody does. It's just everybody's is different.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And you know, when I first met you, and your boys were like 4 years old or something.
Something like that.
Right about
seven,
there.
Maybe, I don't know.
No, they were young. I don't know.
Okay, 4 or 5 probably.
Yeah. So you were a mom, and there was no doubt about the question that part of you was a mom, whether you loved all of it or not, which obviously some of it wasn't that wonderful, but most of it was because you were a mom and you had these boys and you were bringing them up.
Right.
Part of you and I is a dog lover, is also, I mean, I love dogs too. Even though I haven't had one for many years now, I still love dogs. And other animals as well. But I mean, you know, as far as one I might consider in my home, a dog's pretty much it. So I mean, that's part of who you are. So you can only give, as an answer to the question, who are you, is little bits. There's no way to encapsulate it into a little sound bite.
Exactly. Right.
Unless, of course, you're Vinny. Vinny.
One of a kind.
Well, he's many one of a kinds. He's a,
yes.
He's many Vinnies. gotta harass him a little bit here.
That's a good thing, Vin.
Yeah, yeah. Where else do we go with this?
Just be yourself, know yourself, love yourself. A lot of people don't do that.
Right.
They don't love themselves. And that is a huge thing. I mean, if you can't love yourself, you're not going to be able to love anybody else.
And you're not going to be happy.
Right. You're going to be miserable.
Yeah.
And I was that way for a while, you know, and it took like therapy and sweat lodges and fasting ceremonies and therapy and to, you know, get where I am today.
You went to one of those guys where you lay down on the couch and tell them all your problems?
Well, that's more of a counselor, a psychologist, not a psych, psychiatrist that can just prescribe these big pharma meds. Oh, they wanted me to be on antidepressants and shit.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm like, no. I tried one time, like, I don't know, this had to be like a while ago. And it made me feel really weird.
I'll bet it did.
And I did not want that. That's not a solution. Some people have to be on meds that are mentally ill truly, right?
Yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about. I don't believe in antidepressants. I think they're a joke. I think they're junk. And
right.
They make people more they make people suicidal and homicidal.
Sure.
And that's not healing. That's
no,
covering
no.
something up with a pill.
Right. Well, that's
and
pretty much
no
all.
There's no magic pill to make you happy unless you want, you know, there's drugs you can take to make you feel euphoria. Sure. We've talked about that in a different show.
Right, right.
But to rely on those type of meds is to me not an answer. You have to do the work and process all your shit and then you can heal. If that's what you need, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. No,
I
agree.
Means talking, if that means going to sweat lodge ceremonies, if that means, you know, you do
sure.
what you got to do, right?
Yeah. No, right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been to a therapy or taken any of those, you know, antidepressant type
mm-hmm.
things or anything like that. They probably help some people.
I think they do, but
I would imagine, you know, like.
There's a difference between being like clinically depressed and just bummed out.
I would hope so.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's a spectrum there. You know,
everybody gets bummed out about something every now and then.
Right, it's normal.
Yeah.
But there's people that have severe depression that I think some of the meds help them. But at the same time, why are they depressed? That's what you got to focus on, not the fact that they are.
Right.
Why are they? You know, that's the key. So
yeah.
figuring
yeah.
that part of it out.
Sure.
And that's the work. That's when you do the therapy or you do the whatever, meditation or whatever, to work through all that.
Right.
Trauma or whatever it was.
Yeah, I was thinking more like the, you know, like the bipolar types or the
right. That's clinically though. That's,
yeah.
That's
yeah,
actual
others
diagnosis.
That, others that have a chemical imbalance in the brain.
Right. I know some people that have to be on lithium because of that reason.
Okay.
You know, their whole life they have to be on it to like moderate that mood swings. Those mood swings.
Yeah. Does it work?
I think it does for some people, like we said. You know, okay. There's some people that truly need the medication to balance themselves out chemically. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you could say, well, they could smoke some weed. No, well, when it comes to manic depression, that's an actual diagnosis. You know what I mean? That's an actual thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it goes beyond just the normal everyday bummed out, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the causes of this stuff, some of it is hereditary. It's just in their genes or whatever, a lot of it. But some of it's caused by the way the world is. It's not a happy
sure.
world, really. It's a depressing world. And if you don't see anything but that, you're going to be depressed. If you don't see anything but bad stuff in the world, you know what I mean?
Yep. See, Java Doctor points out his daughter. She certainly needs those medications.
Yeah.
So, and, you know,
some people do. I mean, it's not a bad thing. But at the same time, there's therapy and all that stuff can help too, where maybe you're not as reliant on the meds as you have to be, you know what I mean?
Right.
But some people have to be on it. It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that they push meds on all of us too much. And just
no question.
These stupid shots. With the kids, it's really bad because
right.
they put them on narcotics because they're attention deficit. Well, guess what? Every child is that.
Right. It's called
like,
being a kid.
You have a one-year-old kid. You know how big that one-year-old kid's attention span is? 1 minute.
At best.
Two-year-old kid. You know how long their attention span is? How long their attention span is? 2 minutes. So on and so forth.
So I should have an attention span of an hour right now.
No, I'm just saying that I've learned that when the boys were younger. They said that. A kid only has so long an attention span, depending on what age they are.
Yeah.
And so the way they, well, this kid's, you know, not paying attention. Well, yeah, because you're not stimulating them.
Right.
So, but we got to put them on narcotics. You know, that's bullshit. That's wrong.
So they can sit quietly and stare into space.
Right. And you're creating a drug addict there, too.
Right.
You're creating a person that's addicted to drugs. At what, 4 or 5 years old, they put these kids on that shit.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and it's like, okay, I don't agree with that at all. My kids were never on that crap.
Yeah, they didn't even have that stuff when I was a kid. At least I don't know that they
right.
had it,
they didn't when I was either. But then, you know, they come along with this Ritalin to, you know, and then they start diagnosing all these kids as ADHD, which is a normal thing when you're a kid. You are hyper and active when you're a child.
Yeah.
It's not a disorder.
Right.
Right.
Marijuana
is a great drug. I guess you want to call it a drug, but it's medicine for a lot of people, and they've kept that from us for way too long.
Oh yeah.
They let so many people could have lived and not died of cancer, certain cancers, for instance.
Right.
I mean, seriously, they did us a huge disservice by holding that medicine back from us for so long.
Oh, massive. And
huge.
You know, they went out and killed lots of people over it. They put a lot of people in prisons over it. And they just ruined lives.
They did.
Millions and millions and millions of lives they ruined over marijuana.
Terrible.
For absolutely
terrible.
No reason
right.
whatsoever.
Just ridiculous.
Other than, you know, certain people wanted to hold on to their power in certain arenas.
I mean, even like in Nevada, like if you got caught with seeds, and it could still be this way, that they would lock you up.
Oh, yeah.
Just seeds.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How ridiculous. It's a plant. What
right.
the hell?
And there's
you know?
No, you know, there's zero THC in seeds.
Right. It's like, what?
Well,
no, that's not true.
It is true.
No, because one of the most healthy things you can eat is a marijuana seed.
Well, it's healthy to eat. That don't mean there's THC in it.
Well, how else is it? There has to be some.
No, there's other cannabinoids in there.
Okay. Well, that's it then.
Which, by the
way, maybe not the THC, but the other things that are in there are very beneficial for you.
Which, by the way, I still need some.
Oh, yeah, I know. You reminded me. True, Java. It's a gift from the universe. You know, it's a plant. It's a medicinal plant.
Right. It's wonderful. And I would have to add that to part of being who I am, is somebody that enjoys the effects of the cannabis plant.
Yeah, me too.
And I just enjoy pretty much, you know, everything around that the plant encompasses.
Right.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. So,
yes, it is. Very wonderful.
But,
yeah. I mean, well, that's all changing now, Java, because they can't keep it. Everybody knows it's beneficial. Everybody knows it's bullcrap and it was illegal. Everybody knows that, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of people smoke weed. Like, I was in at the bar, it was 4/19, you know, April 19th.
Mm-hmm.
The one guy's like, it's 4/20 tomorrow. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, are you going to celebrate? I'm like, I hope so.
Well, I'm celebrating right now.
Everyone smokes weed. Someone else said, everyone smokes weed. More people smoke weed than don't, I would say, at this point. But
that's probably
I don't
true.
Have no... What?
I said, that's probably true.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you can... Yeah, you can definitely use the edibles if you're not able to smoke for... Whatever,
right,
health reasons.
Right.
And, you know, I've had some hell when I was, I don't know, what, 13, 14, pot brownies. Woo-hoo-hoo!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know how to make
gummies. Oh, yeah, those gummies are awesome, too. But that's totally different. The gummies, let me just
it's
say.
It's body high.
Yeah, you don't really feel, I don't know, you just feel... Like in a zone.
I made some cookies one time, and they were really strong. Dude, the ganja butter was really strong.
There's my little time travel moment going back to the...
Yeah.
My last,
I was walking around the dead lot,
My last gummy thing. Oh, I'm right back there.
I'm walking around the dead lot getting stoned as fuck, eating a cookie. I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, that's good times there.
So yeah, pot would be definitely part of who I am.
Who you are.
Who am I?
Right.
Yep. I think it, you know, it gets these type of things, whether it's the music, whether it's the... physical activities you enjoy, whether it's the weed, whatever, they all make up aspects of your personality.
Right.
They don't set your ethics or your concern for other folk, things like that. That's something that you do from within. But these other things can be like add-ons, I guess.
Right.
Extensions, like a browser extension.
Right. Well, no, that's true. They've proven that magic mushrooms cure depression.
Yeah, and they're becoming more popular now. The psychedelics.
Right.
Whatever that may be, the various psychedelics are becoming more popular in the micro dosing, at least.
Right.
Which, you know, for me, macro dosing is a little better, but.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah.
And I say that having not experienced it for 30 years, but I think I would.
Bummer, man.
I would still highly enjoy some of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah, I guess microdosing's a thing. I just... I was going to tell Java, just take your daughter camping and, you know, have her take some mushrooms.
Right.
You know, I mean, my niece, too, had some issues with depression, too. And, you know, it's not a normal thing. People would be like, oh, yeah, right. I'm not going to have my kid get stoned on mushrooms. Why not? If it works, right?
Exactly.
People move to states where pot's legal because their kids have epilepsy and the big pharma meds don't do shit.
Right.
And they have to move to a state where marijuana is legal so they can have their kid not have seizures.
Right. And the microdosing of shrooms, it's not making you high. It's just adjusting parts of you to help you deal with situations that you might not otherwise be able to. That you don't understand that those kind of things where they would wind up putting you on various pharmaceuticals,
right?
And what a much better solution!
No kidding, is
to take something natural
right.
like that, and you know you're not gonna go try and fly off of a building or something.
Right? No, that's not what's gonna happen.
No.
The shroom thing. It really does kind of like, it feels like it opens a portal or something.
Yeah, oh sure.
You know, it feel even on acid too. You know, it's weird. I can't explain it other than that. And that you have all this information coming in at you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It seems like. You had that experience before?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that it's cool.
Oh, it is. It's great.
Yeah.
Let you see things from a new perspective.
Right. And I was being talked to, though, by something.
Right.
At one time.
Cool.
Like, I felt I was being talked to and given information. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it was, but I wasn't afraid of it.
It was a source of information from the universe.
Yep.
Who knows, but yeah.
And it's just about knowing yourself, learning yourself. I mean, a lot of people don't love themselves.
Right. Well, I would just suggest that since we're near the end here, anyway,
yeah.
I would just suggest that people, you know, if you haven't ever taking some time to reflect upon yourself and who you are,
mm-hmm.
that it would probably be beneficial to you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a total asshole, even I think at that, you could say, why am I this way? I mean, I don't necessarily want to be cruel to other people, but I am. So that
right.
maybe that self-reflection can improve you as a person too,
right.
beyond just understanding who you are, understanding why you are who you are, and finding out the things about yourself that you're good with, and the things about yourself that you're not good with.
Right, exactly.
And I think everybody.
The mirror thing. I swear, the mirror thing works. People, I'm
right.
just saying.
I'll definitely give that a whirl. I like I said, I've never tried that. I've never actually heard of that before. So,
okay,
that's a good one.
Thank you.
All right. So those are just the whatever. Hopefully the show was not terrible.
Hopefully not. Hopefully it was somewhat entertaining.
It's just me and Moose talking, you know.
Right, or someone interesting to you.
Yeah. So who are you? Who are you?
Who the hell are? Who the fuck are you?
Yeah. Check the schedule on reallibertymedia.com and rlmradio.xyz for the rest of the shows coming up throughout the week. Vin E will not be on tomorrow, as far as I understand.
Okay.
He's got one more show left in his season. He keeps calling it a series. I call it a season. but he's not going to do it tomorrow. Then Redneck Dennis is Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern. I'll be on at noon Sunday with the Blues, and we'll play the trivia here, followed by Hal, followed by Gary L. Hopefully, Gary L's been off the last couple of weeks. One was a normal planned week, and I think last week he just probably forgot it was Mother's Day. Anyway,
right.
check the schedules there, and have a great night.
Yeah.
And party on, Wayne.
Yeah, man.
Talk to y'all later. Peace.
Yep. Peace.